What's going on, people? Welcome back to a live stream. Long awaited. I haven't done one of these in ages. I've really been hectically busy, to be honest. But it's time that I start making more of a priority to do more of these live streams. Ask me a question number 31. We're 31 episodes deep. Let's get to 310 episodes deep. I know we got it in us. Let me listen to this quick.
31. We're 31 episodes deep.
All right, cool. Boom. Awesome. Fish edits. Nothing's changed. You know nothing's changed when Fish Edits pops up in here. I'm getting fucking called by some people. I'm going to have to call them back. That was terrible timing on their part. It's me, Just Dance, Archon, Fish Edits. What's going down? What's going down? How are you guys doing today? Hope your day's going good. Flock, Christian, Vishal, Sir Cranberry, some name that unfortunately I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce. Yeah, I got no clue. Right in my study period. What's up? Hell yeah, Striker. Welcome, my friend. Welcome. Vishal, big up to Vishal. How's everybody doing today? Stuart, what's going on, Stuart? Welcome to the channel, my friend. We're getting to it. This is vitamin C because I woke up with a fucked up throat. Get the vitamin C in me and keep cracking. When am I coming back to America? Next summer. I got a trip planned next summer to America, probably in August. So pretty much in a year's time. Balram, what's up, Balram? Fern Ice, Hi Brahm from India. What's up, Gopal? Big up to you. What to do if my camera guy is too busy to help me record? Get a backup camera guy. Sean Connell, what's going down? Sir Cranberry, it's 3 a.m. Hell yeah. Where at? Where are you watching from, my friend? What are you drinking? I'm drinking some emergency, right? Vitamin C tablets type of thing like that. Here, this is what they are, the vitamin C and zinc. Because I woke up with a messed up throat, which is kind of like the precursor to being sick. And I'm not trying to be sick. Your video is OSM. Phenomenal. 200K soon, definitely. We're on our way to 200K. Come to the Netherlands. I will, 100% one day. Hell yeah. Legend. Big up Skinner Media. Devon to Cardiff, my friend. Cardiff's not too far away, man. Watching from school. Legend Invade. You can learn more in this live stream than you would at school. I stand by you watching this at school. Big up, Isan. Yeah, you working the night shift? Hell yeah, Big Mike's boxing. That's what's up, man. Smash that night shift, bro. Cope G says, how old am I? I just turned 21, actually. About a month ago. Psych. About 3 weeks ago. Been following to get better with the Resolve program. Entry-level videographer with 5 kids. I can't merge a 3D shape to my media out. Hope you get better. Hey, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Just keep cracking, bro. Literally, DaVinci's an awesome program to be getting involved in. Keep smashing it, bro. Keep smashing it. Yeah, Invade, you legend, bro. Hit Film Express 12, make a complete tutorial. All right. Okay. We'll have to have a look, man. We'll have to have a look and see. And see what we can do. Opinions on film school for videography and video editing. If you're not super self-motivated, go to film school. Or if you want to know all the technical shit. For me, I sort of prefer to just teach myself and learn, you know, in the field, aka by doing it. But, you know, my friend Noah, who's, you know, my partner in TQ9 Media, my production company, he's at film school right now. And, you know, he's learning loads of stuff. He's learning so much more practical stuff than I'm learning, you know, but I'm learning all the business-related stuff, right? So it depends which mindset you have at the end of the day, I think. But there's no one-size-fits-all. It's all about what you know about yourself, and then you can apply that, right? A question, bro. Which laptop do you use for editing? What is the configuration? You mean the specs? I use the Razer Blade. The Razer Blade 15. Great computer. GTX 1060. i7. 16GB of RAM. All the standard stuff. Thank you, OSG. Appreciate it. Look who's live. Give a shout out. Yo, legend. Big up to 4-Minute Marketing. The OG. The legend. Hell yeah. Has a person gone up to you because you do YouTube? For sure. Yeah, plenty of people, man. I was watching Jack Cole and you just ... Listen, man, you're still watching Jack Cole. Does TQ9 Media have a website? Yes, but it's poor, so we're redoing it. In fact, within the next 2 weeks or so, there'll be a fresh website up. So I'm not going to promote the current one because I don't love it. So as soon as that's up, I'll probably make a video breaking it all down. And then TQ9 Media is properly in business because it's sort of been on the side for a few months, basically, just because me and Noah have been in different cities. Thenceforth, it's hard to coordinate what we're even doing, right? So boom, I'm moving to London, which means we're going to be living in the same area, which means it'll be easier to coordinate. Who'd have known? How did you start a YouTube channel? I fucking clicked the create, start the create the channel, and I filled out the details, and I fucking persisted, and now I'm, you know, got you watching my video. You're in the USA, it's about 4 or 5 a.m. right now, isn't it? I'm not in the USA, I live in England. It's about 11 a.m. Nah, DaVinci will work with AMD graphics cards, for sure, but it depends how good your computer is, right? I taught myself all about video, and I am in amateur filmmaking club. Hell yeah, Stuart, same. I definitely, you know, technically I'm a professional because I get paid for this shit, but I'm an amateur. I'm messing around. I really don't see this as that serious. I'm just having fun. Are you looking for more team members? Eventually, for sure, I'm going to start getting loads of people on board, whether it be full-time positions hiring or whether it be lots of interns, stuff like that. I can't wait, man. I want to get people involved, but, you know, at the moment, it's just setting stuff up. Long time buddy missed the live. Hell yeah, I missed the live too. Now that I'm not doing daily uploads anymore, I'm going to be doing plenty more lives. We're going to be smashing it. Can't wait. When did you start making videos? When I was 10 years old. Should I donate? No, do not donate. In fact, if you want to fucking donate, keep your money and buy something from me one day when I have a product. I'm going to start a subscription service one day. It's going to provide so much more value than the money it costs every month, and you can buy that. Don't give me a penny until then, John. Promise me that. What's up, Jack? Not a whole lot. Just chilling, man. Chilling. Decided to just talk to the people today. Why did you pick London over America? Because I've been in London. I've been in England for 9 years. I've built a foundation, and I've built loads of connections. Therefore, currently, there's loads of opportunities calling for me in London. Not loads of opportunities calling me for me in America. So I'm going to go to London. Take up all the opportunities and capitalize on the situation, and then probably go to America within maybe like 5 years or something. But who knows? I might go to fucking Pakistan. I don't even know. You know, but wherever the opportunities are, I'm coming to collect them. But opportunity comes to those who create it. So I'll make opportunity wherever I'm at the end of the day. What is the biggest movie you have made? I don't make movies, so I haven't made a single movie in my entire life, my friend. That's the biggest movie I've made. You don't have money? Good thing, John, because I don't want your money anyways. How did your YouTube grow? How do you think it grew? I made lots of content. I knew who I was making content for. Trial and error. It didn't work for a long time. Then it eventually did. Like anything. Did it for long enough. Therefore, I came out victorious. Jack, as a great artist, tell us 3 steps for high potential artists to become bold or famous on the internet. What? I'm not even too sure I even understand this, man. Make content about shit you know about or you're fucking phenomenal at. Be the best and you'll come out victorious. I learned editing by myself on YouTube. Cool. Good stuff, man. Let me scroll back up. I missed that. On YouTube, finding it difficult to teach my crew members. What should I do? Maybe get new crew members. Not everybody can be taught too easily. Or find a way that they're motivated themselves to go teach themselves. I mean, it has to come from within at the end of the day. What I need, buy to computer for all. I got no clue. Hey, bro, when are you shifting your new office? I'm going to be going into my new office. I'm just getting a new flat. I'm leaving my office here, which is going to be sad, but it's all good. End of October, I should move into my flat if this whole reference process goes through. Thanks a bunch for Premiere Pro tutorial. Awesome. Happy. I forgot to say hello, Jack. Thank you. I appreciate it. I use Premiere Pro. What's your highest paying gig? About $1,000. What's the best time to upload in England? Doesn't matter. Upload whenever, man, seriously. But I mean, figure out where most people watch your videos and upload for the best time zone that, you know, that fits them, essentially, right? 2 seconds. Let me focus this shit. Are you going to go to the Philippines? Maybe one day. Which is the best PC specs for editing a beginner? Budget $200? I don't know. $200 for editing is going to be very tough, my friend. Get a gaming computer, though. Gaming computers just have so much power. That's always my strategy. I love your positivity, dude. Legendary. Big up to you, my friend. Do you know anything about animation? Minimal. I could do some animation. Minimal, but it's not my favorite thing to do because it's very tedious and, you know, that shows that I don't enjoy it that much. Are you going to come to the Philippines? Oh, I answered this a second ago. Maybe. What editor do you use? I answered that as well. God damn it. I need to read them in my mind before I read them out loud. I sort of just read the question out loud, but I answered this a second ago. Premiere. I upload whenever the heck I feel like it. Amen, Grim. Can't argue with that. Big up to you. Keep living your best life. What is the speed? What is speeding up a computer? How can you do it? Search YouTube. Someone will break it down for you. What phone do you use? The iPhone 7, baby. Red. Red edition. iPhone 7 Red. What's up, man? Props on completing the daily upload grind. Must be a bit relieved. Man, I feel great today. That's great. You know, we did a whole year of daily uploads, and now I'm slowing them down, but I'm going to increase the content. You know, uploading every single day on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. Get over there. Check me out. Follow me, at @AceJackCole. Hell yeah. How many videos did you upload till now? Fuck no, 600. Well, just that's live now. Literally 2,000 minimum. Do you use GADs for YouTube? I don't even know what that is. 6 a.m. in Canada. I find you're correct on your personal. Your Advi. Sorry, I actually don't realize what you're saying, my friend, but big up to you. I use Sony Vegas Pro 16. Hell yeah. I love Sony Vegas. How much did you earn in September? Money in fair words. Don't know. I think like a few grand. I love your vids. It is a lot of help. Big up to you, Clark. Have you ever thought of posting Adobe Audition tutorials anytime soon? No, because I make videos about video editing, videography, and how to make money making videos. Audition is audio, isn't it? So I'm not big into the, I'm big into sticking to my niche. If the majority of your audience is the US, why not move to the US and stream at a time that will get more US viewers? Because it's just fucking very long-winded plan, isn't it? Just to get some more live stream viewers. I'm basically taking up the opportunities that are best suited to me. And at the moment, staying in the UK is definitely best suited to me. But, you know, I could go to America and get cracking. But, you know, why would I be silly not to explore all the opportunities I've created for myself here? What videos / series do you have coming up? No clue. Lots of dope stuff. That's the only thing. There's a ghost on your YouTube. Where's the ghost? Have you solved the Rubik's Cube? No. I've never solved the Rubik's Cube. Vegas is free? Question mark? No. How much money do you earn a month? It changes every month. Premiere Pro really do a lot with editing. Kind of makes editing tiring. Oh, really? Premiere, at the end of the day, it's a good program. I think you got the most control out of it. Jack, latest GoPro or a nice Canon? Well, they're two totally different things. For shooting automotive videography, probably still the Canon, my friend, because the GoPro, I mean, you're limited, to be honest. Get new personal was advice. I'd like my wife, don't get me recording or editing time other than get a new one. How and I get her to help more? I am struggling to understand what you're asking for. I'm not entirely sure, my friend. It's, yeah, no clue. You have uploaded 580 vids in total on this channel. Awesome. And that's not to include the thousands that are private from my gaming career before. Xbox or PlayStation? Xbox, probably. Robert, yes, I'm in the UK. We're getting to it right now. Search on eBay for Vegas. I got mine via a digital download. Cost me $2. That's legendary. Hell yeah. What's your thoughts about the Canon M50? My homie Yarn has the Canon M50. He shoots wildlife stuff with it. Good camera. Touch screen on it. Cool camera. For the price, I think it's great. Big up, Falk. What's a good mic for a cheap price? The Fifine 669B. Great microphone. $30. It's the one I'm literally using right now that you're hearing me from. Cheap as chips and it's good quality. Do you have a schedule for these Q&As? This is the first I've caught. Damn, Herman, I don't have a schedule, but I want to start doing them almost daily, to be honest. Even like a 45-minute hour Q&A every day, something like that. I'm not too sure. Is there any videos of you showing how to create proxy file in Premiere and edit smoothly? No, but my boy Anware was telling me to do this ages ago, and eventually I'll probably get around to doing it because it's a great option for people with slower computers. Oof. Fucking getting indigestion out here, man. Shit's crazy. Fuck, my chair's got hella weird shit on it. Rode a good mics, definitely Rode a good for sure. But a little bit on the expensive side for sure sometimes. Can you shout me out in your next video? No, but I'll shout you out now. Shout out to Owen. Is Osmo Action a good thingamajig with the DJI Mavic 2 Pro combining footage? No clue, haven't used them. Probably. Which season's YouTube revenue increases? Fucking Christmas season, bro. December. That's the holidays, isn't it? You know what I mean? I'm going to study. Bye, bro. Legend John. Big up to you. Study hard so you can make a bunch of money and send me some of it one day. Do you know it's raining outside where I live? I don't know how I'd possibly know that, but I fucking still did, buddy. Ha! I know everything. I got eyes everywhere, bro. Hey, Jack, if you will go to the Philippines, which island will you go to? I've never heard of any of these islands, and I'll probably visit all of them. Do you know a lot about VSDC Editor? Yes, I know a fair bit. I've made a fair few videos, and that's how we do it. DaVinci Resolve or Premiere Pro, both have benefits. Personally, I'm a Premiere Pro guy first, but a lot of people have been trying to get me to go over to DaVinci as the main editor. And we're going to see what happens at the end of the day. We're going to see what goes down. I'm going to study aviation. Legendary, my friend. Get studying on that aviation, bro. Come pick me up in your plane when you got it all sorted. It's raining in Bradford. Man, it's sort of half raining here. It was drizzling a little bit earlier. That's the reality of the situation. Is making a website still relevant? Certainly, for sure. It's not your main thing. Social media almost is like your main thing, but a website is just a staple, man. If you don't have a website, you're sort of not that official, right? Which is why I'm actually taking a bunch of time right now to reinvent my website, my company's website, TQNOW Media. Easiest software for beginners to make game highlights? Literally any software. Game highlights is not something exclusive that you can't do in any editor. In fact, it's probably one of the simplest things you can do because you're just chopping stuff up. Jack, I know over 100 ways to grow our channel to at least 10,000 subs in 6 months, but I'm never going to tell them. Good for you, Grim. Does your channel have over 10,000? Because if not, I think you might not know any ways to get it to 10,000. In fact, your channel has 19 subs, so maybe try implement them, my friend. How much you earn through YouTube? Money. I get money for it. Fucking 1 month it's this amount. Next month is that amount. This amount is $2,000. Next month is $3,000. Who knows? The last check I got was like 2,900, I think, something like that, which is fucking awesome. Mind-blowing, actually, that I could make these videos for this time and get that amount of money. I gotta go get ready for school. Awesome, Furnice. No problem at all. We're not gonna hold it against you. Favorite programming language? Probably HTML, because that's the only one I've ever tried to learn. Tell us something about J-cut, L-cut, and I-cut. Amongst these, which is your favorite? No clue. I really don't even know. I know the J-cut or L-cut. One of those is the one where you fucking end it on one thing, you begin it on the next, which is the same. I don't even know. Listen, I didn't go to film school, so I got no clue about these technical terms. I probably do this shit intuitively, you know? I don't know the name for it, though. Can you recommend a camera under $500 that is good for filmmaking? Canon 600D, Canon M50. Maybe the Sony A6300 might be under $500 now. I don't even know, though. I'm watching or continuing your video, legend. What computer capacity do you need for DaVinci Resolve to work well? Fucking just a good computer. This is solid info, dude. High five, Borat voice. Legendary. HTML is a markup language, not a programming language, isn't it? Channels based on video editing, videography, and how to make money making videos, bro. Not HTML, JavaScript, and how to make money coding. Asking the wrong guy. I got no fucking clue. But my boy Axel does. Shout out to Axel, man. Have you used Audacity? If so, could you make a video with those sick tips? I don't make audio tutorials because I'm just pretty fucking crucial about sticking to the type of content I make. And that's maybe similar, but it's not fully the type of content. But Audacity's cool. I want to start a YouTube channel on football. I don't have a camera. Can I do it with my phone? 100%. Get cracking with the phone. Your quality will jump through the roof when you finally get a camera. You got the Lumix G7? Awesome. I would like to do a project together. How do I get in touch with you? Reach out to me on Instagram at itsjackcole. Can learn to filming. Phenomenal way to write that. Great England. Yes, you can learn to filming. Jack, bro, I'm just fresh from bed, but it was been a long time. How is you and your friend doing? I'm fucking doing good. I don't know which friend exactly you're talking about, but I'm sure they're doing fine as well. Thank you, my friend. It has been a long time. Need to get back to it. Any camera recommendations? My main priority is video. The Sony A6300 is pretty cool because I got it, but I don't actually know much other stuff. Life of Dad, awesome. How much is that? Oh, right, you're talking to somebody else in here. What do you do if you have slow playback on DaVinci Resolve 16? You begin... Oh, look at proxies. There could be some proxy abilities that you got. Maybe look at upgrading the computer as a final resort, or look at allocating more RAM to the program. Thanks for introducing me to DaVinci. Awesome. Happy to help, my friend. Happy to help. What's up, Sparks? Are you also moving your office to London? I'm actually going to work from home. So I'm setting up this move to London, and I'm going to work from home. I'm going to have my own, you know, the whole living room is going to be an office, and then I'm going to have a separate room as my my bedroom. It's going to be interesting. How can I learn music production? Fucking tutorials. You're awesome, brother. Thanks for making videos. Legend, Joker for Kill. What is the best and quick way to make catchy YouTube thumbnails apart from Canva and Photoshop? Photoshop's the name of the game, the best one, but what you could do is you could get GIMP, a free Photoshop, basically, and maybe even, you know, if you want to make them quick, maybe get some cool templates, you know? You get some awesome thumbnail templates. You just customize the text, customize the picture, boom, you made that stuff in half the time, right? That could, if you want to do them quick, that could be a good way. My favorite video cameras are Panasonic, some good prices. Cool, cool, cool. Big up to Animal saying love from India. Big up to you. I'm watching your 5-hour Premiere Pro tutorial. Legendary. Big up to you, Amin. My favorite Bollywood film. Man, I love Bollywood films so much that I haven't even seen a single one. So I'd have to say, whatever your favorite is, my friend. Look at that. We got so much in common. I am 12-year-old. Can I learn to filming? This is the fucking best worded question ever. In fact, I actually answered this person's question a second ago. So based on the way they write that, we're going to have to assume English is not their first language. Therefore, that's probably why they didn't hear me the first time. You can definitely learn filming at 12 years old, my friend. In fact, I personally, at 12 years old, was currently learning filming. Affinity is pretty sick, too, for photo editing. Cool. Haven't heard of it, but that's boom. There you go. Get the suggestions, people. Clockwork. YouTube the Sony A7 and Lumix, and I like the Lumix options better, but it's all on preference. Yeah, it's all personal preference. There's no one size fits all. What's up, Sean? Big up, big up. Watch Gully Boy? Yeah, Gully Boy's the one? All right, man. Well, I'm going to have to look up Gully Boy, bro, the fucking OG Bollywood movie. That's a classic over there in Bollywood, huh? I got to check it out, man. I need someone to put me onto the Bollywood shit. It's about time I fucking got into the Bollywood movies, bro. I'm sorry for slacking on you guys. Hey, Jack. Long time. Legend. Big up to you, my friend. Welcome back to the chat. Has been a long time. I'm just smoking and catching you live. Awesome feeling. Legend, 4-Minute Marketing. 4-Minute Marketing is an OG, straight legend, man. I had fucking back problems, and 4-Minute Marketing put together a whole stretch routine video for me. Shit was fucking awesome. And, you know, I got, my back problems are gone, man. We're doing good. We're doing fucking good, man. We're doing good. We're doing good. We're doing good. I'm waiting for these thingamajigs, man. Here you go, Jack. This is my channel, and I will prove I know over 100 ways to get at least 10,000 subs in 6 months or less, which I will never tell. This channel has subs on it. Dark Titan Enterprise. Oh, right. Yeah. I called you out, didn't you? Okay, cool. There you go. Not too shabby. All right, Dark Titan, get cracking. I believe you, Dark Titan. You don't have to share your ways, you know? I had 1,000 subs in a month, right? So, I mean, at the end of the day, right? If you know YouTube, you know you can get some shit cracking. Well, I had only two things to do. John Plays, you're having a conversation with yourself, my friend. I don't even know where you're coming from, bro. Life, all right, these guys communicating. Love your work, bless up. Thank you, Omar. All love, man. Can you do a video about, and he doesn't say what to do a video about. You can't make this shit up, people. Fucking hilarious. I really want to watch this, so I will study while watching. Legend Owen, big up to you. How old are you out of curiosity? I'm guessing 23. Oh, I'm 23. Guessing 21? Exactly. I'm 21. Great guess. People with problems on playback in DaVinci Resolve, there are videos on it. Exactly. Search on YouTube. Any problem you guys are having, search on YouTube. There will be some random dude or girl who will break it down to you. Some person will break it down to you, and they'll be happy to break it down because you'll be giving them a view. You can get recommendations of Bollywood from me. I'm from India, I know. Good to know you're cured from your shoulder pain. Yeah, man, I'm feeling good. But at the end of the day, a lot's down to the posture, because look at me now, right? But look if I was just sitting straight up, right? Posture is a big, big situation on me because I work at a desk, right? That's a factor. Mostly, which software do you use? Premiere. When you render a project, which format do you render to? No, not MPEG-4. I go H.264. Jack, one question. On your full Premiere Pro tutorial, have you dropped any link for the set resources? No, unfortunately, I can't link the resources because they're locked behind a paywall. I'll be watching more. Keep knocking it out. Legend, Life of Dad, big up to you. Down to videography and the fact you're real. Hey, big up, man. I appreciate that. I'm just having fun. I'm just trying to have fun, have a cool environment for everybody, man. Hey, Jack, no daily vlogs? What happened? I think it's a difficult thing to do it daily, right? Yeah, 100%. Daily, you know, I did it for a year. That was my main goal, do it for a year, build a fat catalog of content. And at this point, it's probably hurting the channel to do daily content. So I'm going with the pure bangers every other day or whenever I think of a good video. Will you do videos about filming videos underwater? Maybe when I figure it out. You see, guys, I make videos about stuff I fucking know. So I never filmed a video underwater a day in my life, which means I really have nothing to talk about, or I'd be frauding it up if I tried to do some video about it. But as things happen in my life, right? So as I do more stuff, I create content about it. For example, I never made content about how to film a car promo video because I'd never done it. And then all of a sudden, a few months ago, I shot like 4 car promo videos in the space of 2 months. And I started talking about how to shoot car promo videos. You know what I mean? So I talk about shit as it happens in my life pretty much because I think that's just the most authentic way to do it. And, you know, sometimes I'll go stretching and try to figure out some videos and stuff. But also that could be part to why I was uploading, feeling I had to upload daily. So sometimes I'd have to just find a video, if you know what I mean. But now definitely back to just doing straight content about just really things that I'm living pretty much. I'm also 21. You make me feel unaccomplished. Listen, man, everybody's got their own pace, my friend. Exactly. Lol, JK, everyone moves at their own pace. Exactly, man. Listen, everybody moves at their own pace, bro, for real. And, you know, everyone's better at something than the other person, right? So you're better at something than me that I would fucking, if I could see what you're up to, I'd be like, oh, man, I wish I could do that. And then I could be better at something than you. Then you could look at me and be like, oh, I wish I could do that. Everybody's got something that they're, you know, better at at the end of the day, you know? Everyone's on their own pace, man. It's all good. Thanks, man. When's your next shoot? My next shoot's this Friday in the gym, and I'm fucking struggling to get some. God damn it, my videographer Luke, who shoots my vlogs, is fucking away in France shooting some other stuff for a production company. God damn it, Luke, for being successful. So, fucking, I might not get a vlog out of this gym shoot on Friday. I don't know. We're gonna have to see. Maybe I'll find somebody. This kid's the most fucking committed, though. I fucking love this kid. Hey, Jack, 365 days of video back-to-back, some achievement. Man, I feel accomplished for sure. This is the first day I'm not going to upload a YouTube video in fucking a year. And today I'm doing the live streams, but I fucking love the live streams, man. They're so great. Can you make more tutorials about different B-roll video for sure? Have you made a film? No. Sort of. I've made a trailer. Bro, I need a computer. Sounds like you got to fucking get to hustling. Can you do green screen in DaVinci? Yes. Will you ever have a video like what's in my tech bag? Yeah, sure. But once I figure out more cool shit to be in my tech bag. I only bought a camera bag fucking the other day. Can you give me a crack on Filmora? No, I hate Filmora. Don't want to encourage anybody to use it. Tomorrow night at my video club, we are having an underwater filmmaker to chat to us and show films he's made. Sick. Very, very dope, bro. Do you use Google Leads on your YouTube channel? If so, like what? No, I do not. Hey, man, I'm 12 years into my career. My bad, bro. I called you 12. Hey, man, I'm 12 years into my career as a software developer, but I seriously need to change direction. How long did it take you to get to the level of quality that you could market? Took me a long time. It's basically just been a progression of a passion. So I've been genuinely into video production since I was 10 years old. You can trace it back to me editing videos on Windows Live Movie Maker at fucking 10, maybe 9. The argument is, was it 9 or was it 10? So I'm now 21, which means I'm actually a decade into my career. And I've just gotten to the point now where I'm fucking a well-rounded creator, right? And, you know, the version of me in 10 more years is going to look back and think I'm not now. But compared to 10, I'm fucking great. You know what I mean? So it's a very long process, my friend. But you get out as much as you put in, right? So if you go harder, you do what I've done in 10 years and 5 years. You know what I mean? So it depends how into it you are, like anything, right? Sorry, desk. Have you ever played with 360 video? I have not, but it looks so dope and I want to fuck with it for sure. What's your age? 21. Make more DaVinci Resolve videos. All right, I got to do it. So many people talk about DaVinci. I got to do it. Brother, please give YouTube video description tips because I'm starting to upload. Look at my how to optimize your YouTube videos video. Scroll back down and it'll say how to optimize your YouTube videos. There's no possible way I could give you as detailed of an explanation right now than that version of me could in that video. Go find it. When we reduce file size using Handbrake, does it compromise quality? By maybe 2%. Barely. Trust me, absolutely barely. And if you know your internet isn't the best, it's a good option. I really think so. Can you do editing tutorials like Lil Boards Editing? No clue who that is, but potentially. What's your favorite restaurant? What's your favorite fast food restaurant and item? Japanese is my favorite restaurant with the chicken yakitori and the miso soup. Fast food restaurant KFC all day, every day. Why don't they make PowerDirector for macOS? No clue. And even LumaFusion? No clue. What might be holding them back? No clue. Don't know. I'm not entirely sure. Sometimes people just target stuff to a specific market. Or maybe their coders aren't that versatile. Morning legend, big ups to view this in the building, man. Jack, I just got a 700D. I'm struggling with autofocus and also getting the aperture, etc. right. Is it worth keeping it manual or do most people stay in auto for DSLR vlogging on the move? Oh, for vlogging, auto, bro. You don't want to go manual for vlogging. That's just going to be a pain in your ass. For proper stuff, manual does definitely take the cake at the end of the day, but it's also an extra thing to think about. I've sort of started shooting manual more recently because I want to up the game, but auto's cool as well. Look at tutorials, bro. Anything you're having a problem with, there'll be some random person on YouTube who's going to break it all down for you, just like I've broke anything down to you in the past. If you work harder than me, he says after posting videos every day for a year. Listen, man, that ain't shit. Lily Singh posted fucking 9 videos a week for 8 years or something like that, and now she's got a TV show. I'm not even scratching the fucking surface, baby. Don't give me credit I don't deserve, man, literally. Lily Singh, I heard an interview with Gary Vee, and she said she uploaded 9 videos a week for like fucking, I think it was 6 or 8 years. That's real shit right there, all right? 1 year, I just fucking started scratching the surface, all right? Believe me, people. People don't understand how much work. Do you want to make it? Well, you better fucking do something that nobody else is doing, buddy. Because that's what it means to make it, all right? There you go. There you go, man. That's a reality. Can you do a London accent? Honestly, if I was surrounded by a bunch of Americans, they would think I have a London accent, probably. I'm beginning in the game, in the edit. I'm a beginner in the edit game, all because of y'all. Legend, Christian. You never fail to make me laugh. Legend, Deepak. Fucking straight legend, man. What would the best video editing software you can recommend for a newbie like me? Get cracking with Premiere. Or, I mean, Sony Vegas was a big foundation for me. But to be honest, go straight to Premiere. Anybody, I just tell them, go straight to Premiere. What precautions do you take in order to ensure that your clients don't scam you? I've never been scammed. Deal with clients that are respectable. Break it down to them that you know what you're fucking talking about. Or take 30% up front. Or 20% even. Taking a percentage up front, which is something I've only started implementing recently, is a fucking good strategy. Because even if they start being a bitch, you have their money. They have to fucking continue the deal with you because you have 20% of their money. So they're going to be more inclined to not be an asshole and work something out with you. But this is not something that happens, man. If you're dealing with respectable clients, they're not trying to fucking scam you. They respect you and they expect to, you know, you to respect them. And, you know, I've never had a client scam me in my entire life. Period. Best lighting gear on a budget. So many different options. I'm not even qualified to answer. Hey, I discovered you yesterday after wasting 2 hours of my time editing a collage on Filmora. God damn it, man. Filmora is such a bitch. Jack, for the last year, we have been posting 7 to 12 videos a week with 4 live streams. Woo! That gets me pumped up, man. There you fucking go. There you go. So keep it coming. Keep it fucking coming, man. That's legendary. Seriously. Keep it fucking coming, man. I'm sure you guys have something to show for it. I'm sure your fucking views, stats, all that stuff's up. I'm sure you got a good consistent income coming in. That's a hustler right there. Shout out to you, Grim. Can I please work with you? Hit me up on Instagram. Break down your proposition. How do you want to work with me? What services do you want to provide me? What money do you want in return? Or what do you want in return? Hit me up, break it down to me, at It's Jack Cole on YouTube, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Hit me up, whatever one's more intuitive to you. Eagle in the building, Jack's Mod Eagle, the straight legend in the building, absolute G. Thanks for the shout out here at the Philippines. Hell yeah, big up to you. What software would you recommend to someone? iMovie, PowerDirector, Filmora, probably iMovie. iMovie's cool. Rate Shotcut 1 to 10, give us your thoughts, like a 5. Deepak used DaVinci Resolve. DaVinci Resolve's great. I'd rate DaVinci an 8. Nah, fuck it. A 10? 9? I get why. What's a 10? Fuck it. 10. Yeah, fuck it. Why not? Watch PK. It's directed by India's best filmmaker. Okay, cool. I got plenty Bollywood movies to check out now, man. You guys got to send me a list, man. What editing software is least taxing on my PC? Right now I'm using OpenShot because it doesn't crash my old shitty PC. Yeah, man, it's a tough situation right there. Roll with OpenShot for the time being. Can you say my name? Imad. For sure. Imad. The one and only legendary eagle. You really are a legend eagle. Straight legend in the building. The $50 worth it for the access to all the Adobe apps? I believe so, yeah. But you could get smart and you could claim that you're a student and they don't even ask for any student ID or anything. You literally just have to say that you're a student and then you can get it for $16 a month. Try that if you're feeling like a hustler. What time is it? Fucking 11:43? I'm just watching for a little. I can't comment because morning routine. Legend video motivators, don't worry, but I think you just commented, my friend. I've got After Effects and Premiere Pro. Awesome, good stuff. Jack, can you please show how to set up the ring light like the one you have for properly lighting up while making interviews? I made a video on it. Just check it out. And it's very, very simple. You just stand the stand up, put the light on there, and turn it on. See, it's pretty simple, my friend. Big up, Sparks. Jack, have you considered doing some topics with someone like Roberto Blake? I'm not on the level to do Roberto Blake stuff yet. Roberto Blake's definitely favorited a couple tweets of mine, but that's about the closest I've gotten to interacting with Roberto Blake. Dude's a legend, straight YouTube OG, and you know, I would be honored to fucking do videos in the future with someone like Roberto Blake. I hope it happens, man. If you ever want to greet any Indian, try this in Hindi. Bharat Mata Ki Jai. Bharat Mata Ki Jai. Bharat Mata Ki Jai. I'm going to say in multiple different tonalities. How would you rate Kind Master? I haven't used it extensively enough to really know that much about it. How you doing, Jack? I'm doing good, Eagle. Thank you for asking, my friend. My throat's fucked up, right? So I'm drinking these vitamin C's, which is, vitamin C and zinc fizz, which means that, you know, it's just sort of better for the immune system, trying to build myself back up. I woke up like half sick, but I'm determined not to be fully sick, so I'm waiting it out. By software, I meant something simple like iMovie or Windows, which is the correct software. Simple, not complicated, and probably free. Yeah. iMovie's interesting. I just started my channel today. Let's see what happens. Consistency, consistency, consistency. KineMaster 9 of 10 for mobile app. Legendary. I just hit you up. Awesome, Ripper. Hell to the yes. Drink some tea and honey. Amazing idea. In fact, I got a bunch of teas over there that you just reminded me about, Eagle. I'm going to go make some literally after this. As soon as I click stop on the live stream, I'm going to make myself some tea. In fact, I'm getting close there because I got to return some calls. I got actually a lot of stuff to do at the moment, people. But I really have nothing to do because who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? I do it if I want to and I won't if I don't, man, at the end of the day. Period. Oh, there we go. Let me drop my phone. Oh, for Windows, man, free program, DaVinci Resolve is hands down the best. DaVinci Resolve the best, period. Yeah, good luck to AJ Stowe's photography. Smash it. Get it in there. Smash it, man. How are you feeling today? I'm feeling good. Feeling very, very good indeed. My throat's fucked up because I've just been talking for an hour after waking up with a fucked up throat. So that's a little bit of a interesting situation that I've entered into, but I don't regret it for a second. Captain Gamer says, can I become a moderator, please? Eagle paid me 10 grand to be a moderator. Do you have 10 grand for me? I think it was 20 grand. Eagle, how much did you pay me? How much does Captain Gamer have to pay to be a moderator in here? Eagle did the bank transfer, man. It was a crazy moment. I'm obviously completely fucking joking and lying through my teeth, but you gotta pay me some money, Captain Gamer. It's pay to play, buddy. This is Scientology. There's no free memberships around here. Fuck. Get out of here, man. It's free membership? Hell no, man. I'm kidding. Sorry that your throat hurts. I appreciate it, man. It probably hurts because I'm talking all this fucking nonsense out of my mouth. What did I just say? 10 grand? Totally free, bro. Tell us about quality over quantity, quantity over quality when it comes to YouTube growth. Quality over quantity is great if you've built a massive catalog already. So I went for more of a quantity/quality. I didn't really sacrifice either. And basically, that worked out very well for me because I built a massive catalog of videos. Now I'm going for quality over quantity because I built a massive catalog of videos which people are constantly finding me from. So now I can capitalize on the individual videos. Mango in the building. Mango fucking Tunes in the building, people. Straight OG. Big Money Whitford in the building. No fucking around. Big Money came to drop that 10K for the membership. Easy. No problem at all. Man, fucking Mango is probably lending out 10K to a whole bunch of different people, man. He's buying 3 memberships today. 30K. Complete trolls. Gamer, I've been with Jackson's Valentine's Day. Yeah, shout out to fucking Eagle, bro. Big Money getting that free membership. Big up to you, Zach. How's it going today, bro? What's going down, man? 10K, no issue. Exactly, man. That's a light 10K. Drop it and leave, man. Fucking drop it and walk out, bro. Shit explodes behind you. I don't even know what I'm talking about, for real. Do you do YouTube full-time? Is if not, what you do for a living? I do a balance of videography, video editing, and YouTube. That combines. I have 3 sources of income, right? It's YouTube is essentially the biggest income that I have coming in at the moment. It's fucking crazy, right? That's only in the past 6 months that's happened. Then the second line of income is freelancing on the internet, right? So doing remote video editing for people. And my third source of income is freelance IRL, aka videography. So going to businesses, shooting videos, creating promotional videos, creating recap videos. That's my 3 sources of income right there. YouTube being the biggest though. What's for lunch today? Today, bro, I got this fucking Moroccan medley couscous shit. I'm probably gonna cook that up. I'll probably go buy some shit as well. I'm not entirely sure, right? I got some stuff to figure out here at the office, man. I'm posting loads of stuff because I'm selling off stuff, man. I gotta scrub the carpet because I put my 1 month notice on the office in today because that's sad, to be honest, man. That's pretty sad. So I gotta clean up the place, man. Yeah, man. Who needs a GF when you got Jack Cole, bro? That's JC. No GF when you got JC, bro. Do you do much photography as well? Do you find either easier or harder? Nah, I'm not that interested in photography, actually. I never really have been. Photography is cool. If a client wants it as an additional fee to the actual video, I'll do it. But I'm not the biggest fan of photography. It's just not that interesting to me. Video is fucking super interesting to me. But taking pictures is fun, don't get me wrong. It's just, for some reason, I'm just never been that into it. I never did photography at school or anything like that. But if you do photography before video, you end up being able to frame shots way fucking nicer because you're always thinking about the rule of third and all this type of shit. So there's benefits to doing that. You're from Morocco, you love couscous? Fuck yeah, man. Fuck to the yes, bro. Thoughts on Shotcut? Cool editor. Da Vinci's better, though. What do you do in your free time? Do you even have free time at all with all this working? I definitely have free time. Mentally, I'm constantly working. Any entrepreneur who's running a business and expects it to scale is constantly working mentally because you're always figuring things out, or you'll be sat there chilling and then you'll be like, oh shit, this. And you go, blah, 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 or whatever, right? Or you jump on the computer and you start getting shit done. But in my free time, I smoke weed and I sit there and I watch fucking YouTube or I watch some Netflix or some shit, something passive, but I'm always doing something on my phone usually while I'm watching it, right? Responding to your DMs, responding to emails, whatever the case may be. So I'm kind of in 50% chill and 50% work mode at all fucking times. Every second. There's no, I'm super grinding and I'm super fucking, well, I guess there is actually, I'm super chilling and I'm super grinding, but mentally I'm sort of always half chilling and half working. I don't really know how to describe it. This stuff's not really work at the end of the day, right? Work, I'm not in the mine fucking swinging a pickaxe, bro. So what am I doing? I'm fucking playing on a computer. Work is just the word that we have for this, but it's just sort of doing some shit. Tell us what will be the best and reliable source to get free no copyright music apart from YouTube Audio Library. Something like No Copyright Sounds. They're great. They follow me on Twitter. They're cool. Why not get one of those music websites? I don't even subscribe to any of them, but fucking Epidemic Sound, shit like that. That's probably your best bet. Which laptop do you have? Razer Blade. You're too dope. Why am I too dope, Ripper? Tell me why, my friend. What have you noticed in me that brings you to that conclusion? What's your thoughts on the new iPhone 11 Pro Max? Looks fucking legendary. Looks like I won't have it for a little while. I'm on the 7, baby. I got the 7. The red 7 is what. I love the 7. Core i5 can handle Premiere for sure. Will we ever see a rap song / video from Jack Cole? Listen, man, I had my rap career back in the day, man. I used to film music videos for rappers. Obviously, I became a rapper because I was around them all the time. Dropped a few songs, had a couple features. Fucking shot like 6 music videos, all sorts of stuff, bro. I had a fucking 6 month to 8 month rap career. Eventually concluded that I was trash and I should just continue doing YouTube, because I could go all the way with YouTube, but could only go to fucking the fucking corner store with rapping. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, right? I decided to pursue the thing I was best at. We should jump into a call soon, man. Been a minute. Whitford, I'm going to call you, bro. Fuck it. What are you saying after this, Whitford? I'll fucking give you a shout, bro. Literally, let's chat. You're just so great and your personality is welcoming. Listen, Ripper, at the end of the day, I'm an inclusive guy and I like acknowledging people as well, right? And I think a lot of people might be just not understand the power of acknowledging. So when I say, Ripper, you fucking legend, that's acknowledging you. You now feel acknowledged, right? There's a big power in acknowledging people, especially if somehow they already look at you up here, right? Which I'm not up here, but because I'm on the fucking computer screen and you're watching me, you could see me as some higher up entity, which means if I acknowledge you, I get even more credit for it. Psychology, people. In another life, I could easily be a psychologist. How are you doing, bro? I'm doing phenomenal, Kunal. Thank you so much. How are you doing, my brother? Since getting into video, I look differently at TV shows, adverts, and music videos. Did you experience the same thing? Bro, Daniel, I can't watch a single fucking movie without thinking about, that shot is fucking cool. I was in the cinema watching the new Tarantino. All I was thinking was, oh man, okay, so they did that with the crane. They probably brought that with the crane. Oh shit, that right there. Okay, that's a handheld shot. I'm breaking the whole thing down. I'm fucking insane, man. It's fucking nuts, man. All right, awesome, Whitford. I'll drop you a message as soon as I'm off, bro. What app should I use to edit? Whatever you can get your hands on, start cracking on. I sold the XS for the 11 Pro. Wait for it to come. Saw it. Found it extremely ugly. Bought a new XS again. Legend, Deepak. Big up to you, man. Any thoughts on new YouTubers who are going into depression and quitting their channels as they are not growing, even maintaining quality videos? Yeah, they were insecure before they got into it. And YouTube is somewhere where insecure people could amplify their insecurities. And that's exactly what happened. YouTube, I made a video saying expect nothing to happen for 18 months after you start your channel. And in fact, I'll go back and I'll make expect nothing to happen for fucking 24 months, right? If you expect something to happen, you're actually just not being realistic, right? You should upload content for at least 18 months, build a foundation of content that's based around a certain topic of audience, and then you've got a foundation of content where YouTube understands what you make and they can start promoting you effectively. If you're starting a channel, the worst thing you could possibly do is expect something to happen right away. It's unrealistic. It's not going to happen. But the reality is for some of you, it will happen, which means if you don't expect it to happen and it does, it'll be a happy surprise. But if you do expect it to happen and it doesn't, it'll be a sore disappointment, right? So be careful what your expectations are. The people going into depression have too much expectation, not enough realism, not enough practicality. That's my take on the situation. In today's stream, I was the first legend earlier in the stream, so I'm a permanent legend. Deepak, you're of course a permanent legend, man. I love how the word legend has become such a big part of the channel, because I never said this word before I started the channel. Then all of a sudden, it seemed like my just natural response whenever someone was saying something nice. I'd just be like, you fucking legend. And now it's become a thing. I swear, I never said this word before I started the channel. It's hilarious. I'm actually a pretty good editor at my age. So which college should I get into? Sometime it gets very awkward for me to tell people I want to become a professional editor. That's just because you're insecure. It's not a problem at all. The way you get over insecurities or awkwardness is dive fucking headfirst at it, right? So whatever it is that makes you awkward or feel insecure, do it more often, and then eventually you'll look back and you'll be like, holy shit, that made me feel awkward? That's crazy. I can do that no fucking problem today. That's the way you do it. Confront things head on. Never run away, because then you create a mental story that you're afraid of it, opposed to fucking conquering it. I learned shit from you that big-ass YouTubers don't teach us. Love you, man. Hell yeah, Mr. Melon. I'm here to break all the fucking shit down, man. Try, show love to the people. If you're winning, I'm winning. Okay, bro, I got to bounce. No problem. Legend, big up to you, my friend. Have a fucking phenomenal day. I use Premiere for sure. You should call your fans legend. Like, what's up, legends? It's here. The thing about labeling the subscribers as a fucking name, it doesn't seem that appealing to me, because at the end of the day, you know, I get the power in it, like the fucking Andrew Yang, the Yang Gang. I understand it's a marketing tactic, but I haven't found anything that's that all-encompassing, right? Thanks for the Upwork videos. Happy to help, my friend. I just started doing photography and film full-time. Awesome. Hope it goes phenomenal. The legendary Jack Cole. Thank you, Deepak, you fucking legend. Big Boy Sanders in the building, man. Big Boy Sanders in the building. No fucking around. What's going down, Sanders? How you doing on this finest of days, my man? What's going down with it, bro? How is your how's your Tuesday shaping up? Everybody give a big welcome to the Sandman. Can you upload a video on how to edit a video, a music video, using DaVinci? Potentially at some point in life. I want to become an editor, and I'm studying to become one as well in school. Any tips you can give me? Yeah, look at tutorials, teach yourself shitloads of stuff in the meantime while you're not in school. I'm not rich enough to buy a PR and AE, so how can I get it for free? Crack it. I fucking only paid for that shit this year. I was cracking for a while. Facts. You're blushing, Jack. Listen, I'm fucking astonished at how many of you guys are in here, man. That's a fact. Legends. Big up to all of you. You're fucking too beautiful, Deepak. I'm fucking blushing at your goddamn profile picture, bro. It's fucking making me hot, man. Jack, best Netflix exclusive? Fucking the one about the island. That shit, Fire Festival. Best ever. How long did you take for 1,000 subs? Got 1,000 subs in the first month. I was hustling. What's up, Bo Chenny? I'm incredible as always. Hell yeah, Tom. I wouldn't want to hear anything else, my friend. Fuck to the yes, bro. I hope your weekend went good, my man. Hey, Jack, how come I don't see your final edits like the ones you make for your clients? Am I missing something? I don't put them out really anywhere other than YouTube. I mean, other than Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, my friend. There's going to be stuff over there. Sending that Houston love. I love how positive Bo Chenny is. Always popping up in the comments, sending love. Straight legend, man. My voice is dying, so I'm going to have to get off in a second. All right, guys. Is there any reason you don't use green screen in your videos? It's not used green screen. Nah, it's just a little bit of an effort. And my green screen's pretty wrinkled, which means it's not the most accurate green screen ever. I have a cracked version of Premiere, Photoshop. Hell yeah. I'm in. Legend. I just made a beat tutorial today using Shotcut. Legendary. Fucking awesome. Have you seen Lost to LeBlanc's channel? I have not, but maybe I gotta check it out. But hell yeah, I'm gonna jump off actually. I'm gonna jump off and go fucking fill up my water bottle and stuff like that. Actually, yeah, my bad. Thank you, Eagle. You said don't forget the tea. I appreciate it. Like I said before, I got a cold, half cold. My throat's fucked up and I've just talked for an hour, which is stupid to make my throat work better. Dumb as shit. I'm drinking these vitamin C's. I'm gonna go make some tea as per Eagle's request. Phenomenal. Hell yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate it. I'm gonna jump off and, videos dropping soon, man. Videos dropping soon. More live streams soon. Can't wait to continue the live streams. You already know. Hell to the yes. Have a blessed day to all of you. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. Take it easy. About to drink some fucking tea, baby. Let's get it.